Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. We are in Arizona for the NFL owners' meetings. Now, the Patriots have three rule proposals, and on Tuesday, we had a chance to hear Bill Belichick's thoughts towards some of those proposals, but also his thoughts on some of the coaching staff changes that have happened since the end of last season. Here's the best of Bill Belichick from the AFC Head Coaches Breakfast on Tuesday morning.
Let the membership decide on it. I don't know.
Have you gotten any feedback?
It's disappointing to hear that we can't afford that as a league.
Has that been the main resistance against that one? The cost?
They brought that up as a concern, so it's kind of surprising to hear that. You should talk to other people about that, people on the competition committee and so forth. I don't know. I think we have a fairly wide foundation of scheme that we've built up over the last 15 years in all three phases of the game. We don't have our complete roster at this point for training camp, so I don't even know who's on the team fully. We'll teach everybody the basics of the system. At some point, we'll modify that a little bit one way or the other. I don't know. And then as we get into game plan weeks, we'll specifically tailor it to the team that we're playing. It's pretty much the way we've always done it. I don't see that fundamentally changing. I have a lot of great people working with me in our organization. Starting at the top with Mr. Crabb, our coaching staff, scouting staff, Nick, and many other support people. So collectively, that's how we try to do things. I'm sure we can always improve it. It's like that anytime you hire a new coach onto a veteran staff or a staff that's been together, there's always some form of integrating into that group or that system. So, done it with many other coaches. Did it with Joe Judge 3 years ago. So, day by day, no shortcut, no magic wand. Just grind it out day by day. Ray's a hard worker, got a lot of experience in special teams. Joe's worked hand in hand with Scott for 3 years. So Scott's had a great career. I mean, nobody's done more for the game and special teams than he has on a number of levels. So I certainly appreciate everything that he's done. I've learned an awful lot from him. We were together for 5 years in Cleveland, and he's brought a lot to our football program. I know Scott's been a huge part of the transition at that on the special teams phase with Joe and Ray, and just as our calendar evolves. So he's been a huge help. And Scott's creative. He's aggressive. He's not afraid to make a decision, make conviction, go with it. He's a great teacher. Great teacher. Really does everything well, personnel, scheme, technique. He's a great coach. We made our three proposals, so that's really where we stand on everything. Just talk to the other teams about whatever they propose. I don't know. Well, there are a lot of proposals this year on replay and some version of the extra point, 2 point, whatever you want to call it. So a lot of different perspectives on that. See what the membership decides to do. I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to look at the specific proposal, but I think those kind of conversations are, ones you talk about every week before every game. So it's not just what yard line the ball's on. It's your offense versus their defense, score, situation. That would obviously come into it at some point on some decisions. But all of the things being equal, you got to look at the matchup. It's no different than going for it on 4th-and-1 or 2-point conversion. Part of that's your offense against their defense. How you feel about that or that particular play that you're going to run. That's really probably the bigger part of it for me. Not saying the yard isn't important, but the individual decision itself is based on specific factors for that game. Whatever the rules are there, I mean, whatever the membership goes with, that's what we'll play by. We played with replay, we played without replay, played with a lot of variations of replay. Kicked off from the 30, the 35, the 40, I mean, whatever it is, I can lose any sleep over it.
Also, there's a proposal to hamper the ineligible eligibility.
Whatever it is, it would affect it. You know, it would affect a lot of other plays, spread punt formation, stuff like that. Whatever rule is, it is.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.